from the Mercy One Studio.
Here's to Your Health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. And now, here's to your health.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and I'm so glad that you could join us on this Monday morning. It's getting closer and closer to school days for everybody that's going to be going back to school. You know, we've talked about so many different topics on health, and it is a holistic approach to our health that I try to look at. And one of the areas that is so critical to our health is our spiritual health. So today we're going to do a spiritual health checkup. We're going to take a look at, within the Catholic Church, what the Catholic Church offers us in the healing sacraments. And joining me is Father Chyna Devaraj. He is the new pastor at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Waukee. For those of you who are out in that area, you're going to have to go and join him for Mass one day and welcome him to the area. You know, I was looking at the history or the profile of Father Chyna, and what I found most striking is that he had a passion for his ministry with the elderly in West Palm Beach, Florida, and that it taught him so much. And certainly, that's a very insightful time in our lives as we are aging. So, Father Chyna, thank you for taking time for your busy day. I want to welcome you to Here's to Your Health.
Thank you so much, Dr. Carla. Really appreciate inviting me and making me part of this program conversation. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's so important from your perspective with the teachings of the Catholic Church. You know, people are looking to be their healthiest, and of course, you know, disease happens. We're human beings, but you know, the sacraments have a powerful medicine to give us, so to speak. And so I was hoping that we could visit with our listeners and you could share your knowledge of this with them based on your experience of the sacraments. So I thought maybe we could begin with coming into the Catholic Church through baptism and what happens when we are freed from that original sin.
So, Dr. Carl, I mean, that God claims us as his own. It's a very powerful experience. One is a kind of a, you know, genealogical belongingness. The other one is a kind of a spiritual belongingness. And just to have that experience, that's what baptism does. Baptism claims us as sons and daughters who are fundamentally, you know, belonging to God.
And then after, you know, we go through the baptism, we become a child of God. You know, we're all sinners, and certainly because of that, it's so wonderful that within the Catholic Church we have the sacrament of reconciliation, isn't it?
Yes. And I, you know, the sacrament of reconciliation brings us, it's a place of renewal, reaffirming that no matter what happens in our lives, the grace is already always there. And by, you know, through the celebration of the sacrament of reconciliation, we are once again renewed of our possibility, not the possibility, but renewed of our sense of celebrating that belongingness to God always. That we give in to the sinfulness that oftentimes we they can get us down. They can get us to a place of kind of a reduction, a diminishment.
And
so that's what it does.
And the thing about what I find so wonderful is that the sacrament of reconciliation is made early on in a child's life. It can happen later as people come into the Catholic Church or you know, through the RCIA program. But it's so wonderful because at a very young age, is that second grade, I think?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Second grade, typically, so about, 8 years old, that right. children are making their first reconciliation. But within the Catholic teaching, what I find so amazing is, you know, many people of different faiths will talk about we can go to God directly, we can be forgiven, and while God, I'm sure, would forgive anybody who asks his forgiveness, what's unique to me is that we are literally, that is, washed away from our soul, and we're given grace to resist in the future, right, Father?
Absolutely, Dr. Carla. You know, I think that's what it does. I mean, it returns us to that the belongingness or the claiming that God offers in baptism. So as much as we take our bodily needs and we need to, I think, reconciliation in your terminology, and I think it's a spiritual cleansing. But a spiritual cleansing that is so, it's not as if it's something extra that is given from outside of ourselves, but it returns us from our foundational ground upon which we, you know, always are called to walk.
Right,
it's a reminder. It's a sealing, but it's a stamping. It's a claiming, but it tells us we are loved. What a powerful experience that is. Not, you know, for what we do, what we have, you know, but who we are. And I think that is a powerful spiritual cleansing that, you know, we need to hear that in the record. I mean, that's been my experience. Just to, you know, when my confessor tells me, reassures me that when I feel completely, you know, helpless, and it brings me back to that place. And it's a very powerful experience. Yeah,
you know, and I'm thinking. I always try to think visually, and to me, going into the sacrament of confession is like definitely, as you say, it's a cleansing. And I think of a car going through a car wash, and one of the things I imagine is that as people sin, it's like mud is thrown up on that windshield of their soul, and their spiritual eyes are blinded in a way because we become a little deadened to sin. Would you agree that people, if they continue to be in sin, get just deadened to the realization sometimes that they're sinning? And so when you go to confession and that's just washed away from the windshield of your, you know, soul, so to speak, that you have those spiritual eyes then to be more sensitive to sin? Do you think that helps?
No. I think you have said it beautifully. Couldn't have been better. You know, that's. I think as human beings, I think the fundamental awareness of our, you know, there is so much of clutter within us, and we can give ourselves into a kind of a place of no return, a place of, you know, complete helplessness. And I think there is so much of that, you know, that needs to be cleaned. And I think that's what. You know, returning back to the sacrament of reconciliation, frequently visiting, not from a sense of scrupulosity, but from a sense of a deeper connection with a place of being, who we are before God.
Yes.
And celebrating that every day of our lives, that renewing that fire, you know, that we talked about this weekend.
Right.
I've come to set the fire, to set the earth on fire. How I wish it were already blazing. It's that fire of love, fire of God's love.
It's so powerful. It is so powerful, but yet it's so subtle when you go in for confession. It's such a simple process, but very hard for many people, especially the longer you've been away. And I'm thinking of, you know, all these people that are getting detox diets and, you know, scrubs and this and that, you know, for their physical health and taking care of their physical health. And spiritual health is just, you know, the very essence of our being, and we need to be focused on that. And for those who are listening to Father Chyna talk about the Sacrament of Reconciliation this morning, our listeners, if you haven't been to the Sacrament of Reconciliation don't deprive yourself of that anymore. I just think once you go in, it can, and you hear those words of forgiveness, that you are forgiven of all your sins, that only the priest is able to give us, and to receive that grace to resist sin in a better fashion. Why deprive yourself of that, right? It's so important to your overall health.
Yes, I cannot agree, you know, Les, but you put it beautifully. I think I needed, as a priest, you know, growing into my own different, you know, as I grow into later stages of, you know, my own stage of adulthood, I realize how much I need it. Just as a, you know, as a priest, but as a human being, that I need to revisit more. I mean, the more I spend in visiting and celebrating the sacrament of reconciliation, the more I feel freer. Like this morning's gospel, that sense of that uncluttered sense of being, you know, kind of once again emerges. We are lighter. Our hearts are lighter. Our minds are lighter. We are not given over to things around us. And as much as they are delightful, we are able to delight in them appropriately because we have returned to the place of the primary delight.
Yeah, believe that. I know that when I go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation, there's a sense of joy that only I think comes from that I feel when I walk out from the reconciliation room. And it is a lighter feeling. You don't have that burden of sin. So I really hope that more people will take advantage of the gift that is in their health journey, because the spiritual health is so, so important. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Father Chyna.
Thank you to Bozen the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozen.com.
Would you like to get more involved as a volunteer? InterVisions Healthcare empowers at-risk women facing unplanned pregnancies to make life-affirming decisions. But our nursing staff can't do it alone. Our unplanned pregnancy clinic seeks dedicated receptionists and nursing volunteers to meet the needs of hundreds of at-risk patients we see each year. If you are a people person who wants to help moms with unplanned pregnancies, contact us today to learn more about volunteer opportunities. Call 515-440-2273 or visit ivhcare.org.
Thank you, Divine Treasures, for your support of Storm Alert Weather. Divine Treasures is a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community for over 25 years. Their mission is to help Catholics know, love, and keep their faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and His Church. Divine Treasures is where you find great Catholic books, beautiful Bibles, rosaries, jewelry, statues, and religious gifts for those memorable events in your life. 5701 Hickman Road in Des Moines. 515-255-5230.
At Golden Rule, you already know we obey the rules to live by. We know that there are no medals for providing outstanding customer service. It's just what you do when your customers are like family. That's why we provide state-of-the-art training for all of our employees. From customer service to routine maintenance and new equipment, you can always count on Golden Rule. And by taking care of our family, we can take better care of yours.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Skeffington's Formalware for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. The Mary's Meals Benefit Concert is back at Jasper Winery, hosted by Willie Farrell, and music from Nashville band High South, Thursday, August 29th. Beverages available and barbecue from the Knights of Columbus. The concert starts at 6:30, Jasper Winery, 2400 George Flagg Parkway. For more information, visit Mary's Meals Concert Facebook page. Last year, the Mary's Meals Concert raised enough money to feed 1,300 children for a school year. Food for the Mary's Meals Concert provided by the Knights of Columbus. Learn more about Mary's Meals at marysmealsusa.org.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the Sports Report. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full service print shop ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. Forms, manuals, brochures, letterhead, envelopes, business cards, custom invitations, design, and bindery. Big Red Q Quick Print, located across from Merle Hay Mall, online at bigredq-desmoines.com. Big Red Q Quick Print. We make printing easy.
Welcome back to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and today we're visiting with Father Sheena Devaraj, and he is the pastor at St. Boniface Catholic Church out in Waukee. Welcome back, Father.
Thank you so much, Dr. Carla.
We were just talking about reconciliation and the blessings of that, and now I'd love it if you would transition our listeners to the sacrament of Holy Communion, of the Eucharist, because there's healing in that sacrament that I think oftentimes people don't think of that.
Yeah, they do. And I think that, there is a powerful mystery, and I think it's probably that, you know, this is the mystery that keeps me alive. I miss it when I don't celebrate. I think all of us have to come to that place on our own terms. One thing is to learn it is an important mystery that, you know, the church teaches us. It's quite another. We also have to come to that experience of that forgiveness, which becomes fruitful in the Holy Eucharist. When you partake of the Lord's presence. Yep.
And in our Catholic Church, we believe that is the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ.
Yep.
And so as we receive him, correct me if I'm wrong, my understanding is that our venial sins are forgiven with reception of the Holy Eucharist. Is that right, Father Sheena?
Yes, you're right, absolutely right, yep.
So you're receiving that healing of your venial sins being washed away, but then you're united in a very, you know, incredible union with Jesus at that moment of reception, right? To make you more like him. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about how that is true in that?
Yeah, my powerful experience with the Eucharist is... that God humbles so much to lift us up in that powerful moment of from the beginning of the gifts of the bread and wine, and then beginning with the consecration. You know, we call that transubstantiation. The powerful mingling, the powerful unitive experience that takes place at the heart of this Eucharist changes and transforms me in a way that I can never imagine. There are days that I come in disunified and divided in my heart and my mind, and my thoughts are elsewhere, and in disharmony, and that unitive experience kind of brings me and leads that the sacrament of reconciliation, what we experience, the forgiveness, kind of leads it to that fruition at the heart of the Holy Eucharist.
It's so amazing to think that Christ would allow us to receive his body and blood in the Eucharist. As you say, that he humbles himself so greatly by being willing to allow us, you know, sinful humans, to receive him. And so I think that that's a great point of reflection for our listeners to think of what Father Sheena has said and how God humbles himself to come to us in Eucharist. It's just really much more amazing than I can imagine. One other aspect of the Holy Eucharist that I wanted to visit with you about is one time a nun who conducted retreats for religious told me that when they came to go to retreat with her, she would tell them the first thing they needed to do was go and get their grace tan and sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament.
Right. That's a beautiful... Yeah, that's a great, I love that phrase.
And I loved it because I thought, you know, so often in the Bible, you know, trust in the Lord with thy whole heart and lean not on thy own understanding, and other areas, you know, it's trust, trust, trust. And I think of going into the chapel, the Adoration Chapel, presenting yourself, you know, before our Lord, and then just being quiet and really think that just like the rays of the sun, when a person goes out to get a real tan, that you're sitting in front of our Lord and he is giving you a grace tan, filling you with graces that you can't even imagine, right?
No, you just can't imagine. And I think that is why sometimes, you know, it's good to recognize, make the distinction between, it's not, it, one thing is an understanding, you know, of what the church teaches, and it is an essential thing to understand. Somehow we need to bring our disunified and broken body and broken self into that, and how God kind of literally bends down and lifts us up together with the bread and wine and makes us unified once again. And I think that's a very powerful, it has, like, one has to be drawn to that experience personally. And I, that's what I pray for every time when I'm on the altar. I pray that the Lord draws me deeper and deeper into that intimacy. And that intimacy is real and true, not fake, not put on or, you know, performative.
And we can pray. We can just, right? We can just, like you say, you pray for that. And our listeners who are listening today, you can pray for that, what Father Chyna is explaining. You can pray for that desire and that unity with Christ.
Yep, very much. Yes. And I think the longer we spend, it's really being literally taken up. You know, we call that ecstasy, of course. You know, ecstatic love in the Franciscan understanding is, you know, being drawn out of your own awareness into that crucified love of our Lord and Savior. So there is something about it that takes you out of yourself. And that is the biggest, you know, powerful experience of the Eucharist. It takes you out of yourself without you even knowing it and trying to, you know, understand it.
And so it has such the opportunity for our healing, our spiritual healing. And remember when Jesus healed the man, forgave him of his sins, and then everybody looked on so skeptically, and, you know, and then he healed and said, well, you know, because everybody needed a visible sign. And so he said, get up, you know, and walk up. You would know better. Can you tell our listeners about that story and how Jesus must have thought it was pretty important that our sins were forgiven before physical healing took place, right?
Yes, no, that's why I think, you know, Jesus always said, you know, your sins are forgiven. And that weight has to be taken off. You know, that, you know, I think the reservation today, like I've begun in St. Boniface, reconciliation in the morning on Saturday with, consulting the staff and the parishioners, so that people would have more time to come. I cannot thank the Lord enough, because there are so many young people coming for confessions. Because I think we are, one thing is that they feel that, you know, impacted by guilt, impacted by burden. They want to be impacted by the crucified love.
Yes.
Of our Lord. And I think it's one thing is to be burdened by that, you know, guilt and burden and sorrow, that how it kind of drags and weighs on you. The other one is, when you go into the confessional and then move into the, you know, the gift of the celebration of the Holy Eucharist, you are impacted and injected by love.
Yes.
And I think that frees you. That, yeah, it's just a, that's why that is a necessary step. You know, when that's probably the way, you know, the scripture puts it. So your sins are forgiven. And it's very essential that Jesus, you know, Jesus recognizes that the weight is so heavy. I need to lift up.
Yes.
Lift that. Yeah. So,
and people, I think, are, you know, we hear so much, excuse me, about anxiety and depression and despair even in our society. And as we are able, even if those things are present, even if there is a disease that we can't overcome, I still think that the spiritual graces we receive in the healing sacraments of reconciliation and Holy Eucharist are there to fortify us and strengthen us to be able to walk that journey that God is giving us. Would you think so, Father Chyna?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yes, I would. You know, you put it so well. I really, you know, I think it is always available. That's why grace is already always there.
And
you
so,
just,
yeah, people
you just
don't
have to come
to,
in, and yeah.
Yeah. And for people who feel isolated and alone, I mean, there's pastoral care ministry in the Catholic churches that there are people who can bring the Eucharist to you.
Yes. And I will never forget this, you know, being the ministry of the, you know, the elderly, how some of them wouldn't go to bed without receiving the Holy Eucharist that day. And initially I thought they were doing it out of a kind of a necessity or a spiritual, you know, a practice that they have submitted to for a long time. Least did I know that when I came to know them on a very personal level, it meant to them, it's the taste of divinity. That's what they said. You know, one of them I will never forget.
They lived for that moment.
Yeah, at 98, she was not being a pest. She was really being, this is the taste of divinity, and eternity, and I want it. So I think I was also transformed by that experience because I was brought, you know, sometimes as priests we can become what we call the sacramental kind of a, you know.
Desensitized, maybe?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. Sometimes we get fulfilling as if we are there to, you know, we have a store, you know, storage or something like that. But it's an experience, and I think when and some of these recipients, the penitents at the confessional and the congregation at the Eucharist, to the degree that a priest opens his heart to God and to those around him that he offers the sacrifice of the Holy Mass for, will be drawn to that taste of eternity.
And it reawakens everyone's love of
exactly.
God.
Exactly.
Yes. And on that note, we have to take another quick break, but we'll be right back with Father Chyna Devarage.
Thank you to Bozeman the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamayo.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozeman from Bozeman the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozeman. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozeman.com.
Would you like to get more involved as a volunteer? InterVisions Healthcare empowers at-risk women facing unplanned pregnancies to make life-affirming decisions. But our nursing staff can't do it alone. Our unplanned pregnancy clinic seeks dedicated receptionists and nursing volunteers to meet the needs of hundreds of at-risk patients we see each year. If you are a people person who wants to help moms with unplanned pregnancies, contact us today to learn more about volunteer opportunities. Call 515-440-2273 or visit ivhcare.org.
Ladies, please join us for the next Mosaic Luncheon on Thursday, September 5th from 12 to 1 at Sacred Heart Church. We will be featuring Soul Core, a movement to nourish your body, mind, and soul through exercise and the prayers of the Rosary. Reserve your seat today at iowacatholicradio.com or call 223-1150.
Thank you, Divine Treasures, for your support of Storm Alert Weather. Divine Treasures is a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community for over 25 years. Their mission is to help Catholics know, love, and keep their faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and His Church. Divine Treasures is where you find great Catholic books, beautiful Bibles, rosaries, jewelry, statues, and religious gifts for those memorable events in your life. 5701 Hickman Road in Des Moines. 515-255-5230.
Are you looking for a supportive, like-minded homeschooling community that values virtue and academics? Do you desire a Catholic peer group for your children that builds lasting relationships? Established in 2010, Catholic Schoolhouse Des Moines offers programs from preschool through high school using a classical model. Whether you are currently homeschooling or considering homeschooling, we can help. For more information, visit CatholicSchoolhouse.com. This message was brought to you by Savage Power.
At Golden Rule, you already know we obey the rules to live by. We know that there are no medals for providing outstanding customer service. It's just what you do when your customers are like family. That's why we provide state-of-the-art training for all of our employees. From customer service to routine maintenance and new equipment, you can always count on Golden Rule. And by taking care of our family, we can take better care of yours.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the Sports Report. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full service print shop ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. Forms, manuals, brochures, letterhead, envelopes, business cards, custom invitations, design, and bindery. Big Red Q Quick Print, located across from Merle Hay Mall, online at bigredq-desmoines.com. Big Red Q Quick Print. We make printing easy.
Thank you to Mercy College of Health Sciences, downtown Des Moines, for underwriting our show, The Uncommon Good, with me, Bo Bonner.
And I'm Bud Marr. A degree from Mercy College provides endless possibilities. Students have access to patients with complex medical conditions, state-of-the-art medical facilities, highly motivated healthcare professionals, and classroom professors that transform them into servant leaders.
You can start the programs in fall, spring, or summer. There are endless possibilities available online at mchs.edu/kwky.
Welcome back to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and today we're visiting about the healing sacraments of the Catholic Church. And joining me is Father Chinna Devaraj. He is the pastor at St. Boniface in Waukee. Welcome back, Father Chinna.
Thank you so much, Dr. Carla.
So we've talked about the Sacrament of Reconciliation briefly on that, and also the Sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. The next sacrament I was hoping you could visit with our listeners about is the Sacrament of the Anointing of the Sick, because especially with your ministry to the elderly, I'm sure this was a very important sacrament that you brought to those people.
Yeah, no. It's always called as the, you know, the, but still I think the fear that I experienced coming from the ministry, where I most often celebrated, was the Sacrament of Anointing. And anointing is the unction, the, you know, the strength. The experience that I have had with so many people who passed through my hands, through the grace of the Holy, you know, priesthood, that I was able to minister, has had such an impact on me. You know, in other words, it took that fear of, okay, a sacrament that needs to be celebrated at the end of your life to, you know, when you're at the threshold of, you know, moving away from this, to strengthening sacrament, a sacrament that strengthens.
And you know, people who are sick, who are in need of this sacrament, they can receive this. And the amazing part is that how they can be strengthened to persevere and to be able to live out their life, you know, in the midst of all of this.
Yes, in the healing, it is the strength for the journey. It is the strength for the journey from this life to eternal life. It is a strength for daily journey.
Is that the word, the viaticum, that for the crossing over? Is that
right? Yes. Okay. That was the strength for the journey to the eternal life. And I think, but of course, the paranoia and the fear that is connected is probably taken away the emphasis and the frequency of that sacrament that is being received in maybe certain parts of the pockets of, you know, Catholics. And therefore, what I used to do, what I've introduced in the years that I spent in Atlantic, and I will also introduce something similar, to visit, I'm going to visit all the people in some of the nursing care facilities within our parish boundary line, and I want to visit them, and then through that visit, I do want to anoint them, strength for everyday life, as they look at this beautiful time of their retirement, be it, you know, holding a diagnosis or a physical ailment, and looking for so many levels of care for their everyday well-being. I want to open this opportunity for them as well. Yes,
and as a Catholic priest, this is something that the priests are able to anoint the sick. The deacons are not able because of the element of the forgiveness of sins in this sacrament. Correct.
Right. That is. Yeah.
So you have that. I'm just looking at the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which for anybody out there, this is such a incredible wealth of the teachings of our church. And in it, it's saying even the restoration of health, if it's conducive to the salvation of his soul.
Yes. Yeah, it is so. And that is why that is, it's a combination of preparation, purification, and strength for the journey. All of these three dimensions are combined, and salvation. All of these aspects are combined in the sacrament of anointing.
So,
and that is why you do them. Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that for our listeners who are homebound, who haven't had the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, contact your parish and find out if your pastor is able to come out and to anoint you, because this is just a powerful, powerful sacrament in our Catholic teaching, right?
Yeah, it is very, and they also say it is probably the most, and oftentimes it is an unused sacrament. It's because they wait until the last, you know, because of the, you know, extra, you know, extreme unction, you know, that the term,
right.
It is to frighten most of them. And I think, but I think that fear is taken away if we can only look at it. Like for me, I've had the most beautiful experiences when I'm, being at the death, being at the last, days or the hours of someone's life, I felt the peace and the joy and the calmness and the serenity after the anointing that I've experienced. I can't describe it. I will never forget those faces. And I, you know, when you combine the forgiveness of sins and the strength for the journey, it's just so beautiful. It is.
And it even includes peace and courage to endure in a Christian manner the sufferings of illness or old age. And aging is not easy for people. There's so many different things that happen and losses that happen. I consider it, there's little mini deaths before our actual death, through illnesses and that, I think. And yes, as a hospice director, you know, I can completely understand, because I felt that the spiritual support for our patients at that time in their life was more critical than anything, to give, to allow God to give through the priests, the sacraments, to give that peace to people.
That's why the chaplaincy today, especially in healthcare situations, places, the priests are, you know, encouraged. Priest chaplains are encouraged strongly to celebrate frequently the sacrament of anointing, so that the patients and the residents can experience, encounter the grace of the sacrament, and it not only brings the rest. The patients and the residents, but also it rests the family. It brings strength for the loved ones who are accompanying, you know, their father or mother or their sister at the verge of, at the end of their lives. And it renews their faith. There have been such an, just a reassurance of that underneath is so beautiful that God has claimed you and reassures that claiming at that last moment once again in a very powerful way.
Yes, I just find it to be such an amazing, amazing sacrament. And it seems that, you know, our Lord has been so kind and gracious to think of us at all phases of our life that, you know, with the sacrament of reconciliation, you know, we have the opportunity to be, you know, have that cleansing, have that wash of our soul and spirit so that we're renewed and invigorated, ready to live for God. And then the Holy Eucharist to fortify us and unite us and have that unity and also the forgiveness and healing and strengthening. And then when we're facing serious illness or the end of our life through old age, that all of a sudden, again, he's given a sacrament to strengthen us and fortify us and give us peace and courage. And so he's just thought of everything.
No, you gave a beautiful summary how you're able to kind of bring it all together. And I think they're all places of tremendous healing. If only that we can bring our hearts to that place, you know, beginning with the sacrament of baptism, which is the door and the possibility of the divinization that is given to us.
That's where we become children of God, right?
Exactly, yes. And we never, ever, nothing is ever taken back. Nothing, no thing in this world can take that away unless we have chosen it to, you know, to turn away from it. And I think that is the greatest blessing of our Lord when he comes upon this earth to scoop us from our lowliest place.
And our Lord's always pursuing us. We just look at the story of the good shepherd and the one lost sheep. So, you know, with mortal sin, and in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, you can see that, or go to confession, and the priest will help walk you through confession. But, you know, if you've committed something that is, you know, mortal, you still can be, forgiven and renewed and have a brand new life in Christ. He's never going to shut that door to you. But we need to choose that, right, Father?
Yes, we have to. I mean, it's always available. We just have to choose it, and we do. I truly believe that all of us, you know, that's why I love that phrase, we are lured onto infinity. I mean, we are made that way. You know, human beings are not made for ourselves. We get sick of ourselves when we start simply living merely for ourselves. We can do it for a certain period of time, but we get restless.
Yes.
Somehow that restless place brings us back to really realizing that we are capable of God, that we are lured onto infinity, that no matter how, you know, we are kind of chasing after the transiency of life, I can promise you one thing in my own experience, that something takes us back to our God.
Knowing that we're meant for eternity.
Yeah, exactly.
We're passing through. But we can, you know, pray for our priests. To our listeners, I would just say pray for our priests. We are so blessed to have them and our deacons, to pray for them who lead us in our Catholic faith journey. And on that note, we have to take one more quick break, and we'll be right back with Father Gina.
Closing the Florists for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244-ROSE, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozen.com.
Thank you to Skeffington's Formalware for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. The Mary's Meals Benefit Concert is back at Jasper Winery, hosted by Willie Farrell and music from Nashville band High South, Thursday, August 29th. Beverages available and barbecue from the Knights of Columbus. The concert starts at 6:30, Jasper Winery, 2400 George Flagg Parkway. For more information, visit Mary's Meals Concert Facebook page. Last year, the Mary's Meals Concert raised enough money to feed 1,300 children for a school year. Food for the Mary's Meals Concert provided by the Knights of Columbus. Learn more about Mary's Meals at marysmealsusa.org.
At Golden Rule, you already know we obey the rules to live by. We know that there are no medals for providing outstanding customer service. It's just what you do when your customers are like family. That's why we provide state-of-the-art training for all of our employees. From customer service to routine maintenance and new equipment, you can always count on Golden Rule. And by taking care of our family, we can take better care of yours.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Mercy College of Health Sciences, downtown Des Moines, for underwriting our show, The Uncommon Good, with me, Bo Bonner.
And I'm Bud Marr. A degree from Mercy College provides endless possibilities. Students have access to patients with complex medical conditions, state-of-the-art medical facilities, highly motivated healthcare professionals, and classroom professors that transform them into servant leaders.
You can start the programs in fall, spring, or summer. There are endless possibilities available online at mchs.edu/kwky.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the Sports Report. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full service print shop, ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. Forms, manuals, brochures, letterhead, envelopes, business cards, custom invitations, design and bindery. Big Red Q Quick Print, located across from Merle Hay Mall, online at bigredq-desmoines.com. Big Red Q Quick Print. We make printing easy.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowlin Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
Welcome back to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carlin. Joining me today is Father Chyna Devaraj, who is the pastor at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Waukee, Iowa. Welcome back, Father Chyna.
Thank you so much, Dr. Carla.
This time just has flown by, and I'm so grateful that you were able to join us today and our listeners to talk about the healing sacraments of the Catholic Church, because it's so important that we don't just think about our body in terms of, you know, I have this illness and I'm taking this medication, but we look at holistically our spiritual self is so important to our overall health.
You know, very important. And I think when we do not, you know, look upon those sacraments that are given to us by the church as places of healing, we tend to become slaves to a kind of a narrowed understanding of simply taking care of our bodies and doing all that is necessary from a materialistic perspective, to the degree that we don't even contemplate, you know, that, you know, the whole question of mortality, and you know, we kind of make the bodies an end in themselves.
Right, and we're living in a society that definitely the focus is on the body, on youth, on you know, trying to be as beautiful physically as possible. But unfortunately, inside, you could be as unpleasant as possible because of all of the sin that has afflicted your soul, right? I think about, after confession, I think to myself, my gosh, the soul has to look like a diamond, just brilliant, you know, shining out light and just being so, so magnificent as God created it, you know, at the beginning, after we were baptized, right? And original sin was removed. It's just so magnificent. And when it gets so dulled and distorted through sin, we got to have a checkup, right? With our spiritual doctor, and that's our priest in confession.
That's true. That's why there's a technical term that we are bent over. The phrase is we are bent over, and that bending over, it constantly happens with the choices that we make, with the habits that we kind of allow ourselves to be formed by. And when things become habitual, habits, it takes a long time. And I think kind of penetrating, allowing the grace of the sacrament, grace of our Lord to enter into all those places, releases the freedom to live joyfully as his beloved children, not to allow ourselves to be enslaved to the burden of sin, the burden of living with all the things that we have done. So I think therefore it's really it's always there in the proximity and the nearness of these sacraments. The grace of the sacrament is so amazing, unimaginable. We only have to present it in a way that not burdensome, with a sense of obligation, but as a sense of freedom. I love to go.
Because of what you experience.
Yeah, and the joy that I experience, you put it beautifully, that your heart is lighter.
Right.
Mind is freer, and you feel joyful.
Our last few minutes, that's so important, I think, that our listeners that are out there that are facing addictions that seem to be endless in dominating their lives, and we can think of, alcohol, drug, pornography, so many addictions that are out there in our world. And for those people, Father, they can find freedom through the sacraments of healing, right?
Absolutely. No doubt. The once you acknowledge that there is a pattern, that is a struggle, allowing the Lord to become your companion, not something else, he becomes the real sustainer, the real company, the one with bread, one who offers this real sustenance. This allows us from believing that somehow addictions, defines us or, claims us to become what we are not made to be. Those kind of false thinking and believing, changes, takes a different emphasis because mm-hmm. God is becoming, our Lord has become our companion. And frequenting these sacraments provides that experience and that encounter, that the grace of the sacrament, which injects new life, new energy, new strength that I can't articulate, but I know it has for me, and it has, and it does for me. When I know when I need to go, and I have. Took a long time. For a period of time, I myself struggled with the infrequency, but as you grow into the grace of the holy priesthood and the people around you who love you, the faithful lead you to that place of sanctity by their own daily acts of holiness, and they intensify, how frequently I should celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation myself in order to be in order to hold myself holy before the Lord and
sure.
before others.
And because the priest, as the persona Christi, you're on the front lines for the people of the church, I believe, as
right.
soldiers
yeah.
for Christ, right? We're all
right.
made soldiers
right.
of Christ in our confirmation, but in your holy ordination of the priesthood or, the diaconate as well, there is a higher responsibility and accountability. And so I would think that fortifying through these healing sacraments is even, as much, if not more important to receive on a regular basis.
Yes. Yes, very much. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful that the church has given us this beautiful sacraments that that I continue to celebrate and encounter the Lord in my own life to intensify my own love for Him each day.
Yes, yes, because eventually we all pray to be walking that holy path to heaven, that royal road. Right. I think in one of the readings I had read one time, it was the royal road to heaven and to join our King, Christ the King, for all eternity. And we want to be able to have our souls ready to meet Him, that we never know what day we're going to meet Him, because the end comes for people, you know, every day. And so today, as Father Chyna has talked with us about the healing sacraments of the Catholic Church, just take a little moment to think, you know, gosh, when did I last go to confession? And try to go and receive the sacrament of reconciliation, and be sure to get to Mass to be able to receive our Lord in the Eucharist, and ask Him if you're feeling dry and that you don't have a great love for the sacraments. Ask Jesus about that, right, Father Chyna?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I would, and I think that is the best way to return, you know, bring oneself back to the place of our Lord. I mean, that is the best place to be, and I cannot, and that's why I love the line, you know, Pope Francis, as well as for, you know, St. Anthony of Padua used to say, you know, oh sinner, why be so sad? Because God is so loving.
Yes, yes,
and so loving.
And St. Teresa of Avila, remember, she said, God save me from a sad-faced saint.
Yeah, so why be so sad? Because it's why be afraid? There's nothing, and I think Pope Francis reiterates all the time, our Holy Father reiterates this all the time. He says, you know, just to experience God's love, there's nothing that prevents us from letting the penitent know how much he or she is loved.
So we're the only ones who separate ourselves from God's love. He's waiting out there, and you can go and find the Sacrament of Reconciliation. You can even call your church and make an appointment if it's been a while, and I'm sure at St. Boniface that Father Chyna would be very happy to meet with you and to help you to be reopened to the grace of God in the healing sacraments.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you. Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Carla. Really appreciate it. Yeah, and, you know, I truly believe that I think the 12th century, some of the classics, it's always said, you know, from the Dominican tradition, that it is God in us calling us for a deeper intimacy with God.
Yes.
It's really beautiful. God in us, you know, sometimes, yes, I mean, it is God in us. If something is unsettling, the grace of the sacrament, to encounter the grace of the sacrament, to approach the sacrament as the grace of the sacrament, it is God in us pulling us. You know,
to that sacrament, knowing how what a blessing it is for us to receive. Well, we've ran out of time. I thank you
so much for joining us
and our listeners today. We've been talking with Father Chyna Devaraj at St. Boniface Catholic Church. Thank you for joining us. I'm Dr. Carla. Here's to your health.
Here's to Your Health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Live your life for God. Here's to your health.